Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, Jesus our Savior, and the Holy Spirit our Comforter. According to one expert, children go through four stages of dealing with their fathers. In stage one, they call you Dada. In stage two, they call you Daddy. And as they mature and reach stage three, they call you Dad. And finally, in stage four, they call you Collect. In today's world, our children need a strong role model. It can be a father or someone who acts as fathers with the heart of a shepherd. What I do well as a father is based more on my love for my wife, the great kids I have, and the grace of God. It's the grace of God, you see, that makes me want to be a better parent and a role model, not just to my kids, but to other kids of all ages. And that includes you, my friends. Jesus reveals three principles in how he deals with people and how he challenges us to follow him in reaching out to others with love. In other words, you don't have to be a father to follow these three principles. You just need to have been touched by the love of God to share that love that transforms the lives of others. Guiding principle number one, show. Show unconditional love that forms the heart of a shepherd into the heart of a child. Jesus modeled before us what he asked us to do in showing this such unconditional love. In Matthew chapter 9, 35, Jesus went to every town and villages. He taught in their meeting places and preached the good news about the kingdom of God. Jesus also healed every kind of sickness and disease. The disciples watched what Jesus did. They saw him teach and touch others. They heard what he said and made the connection between what he said and what he did. As fathers, we quickly learn that children will not always do what we say, but often will do what we do. A man frequently had this dream that God was running after him with a piece of paper in his hand. And his whole life, he ran from God in his dream, for he believed the paper contained a warrant for his arrest. After receiving Christ as his Lord and Savior, the man said that now, looking back at his dream, he realized that the paper was not a warrant for his arrest, but a pardon for his sins. God comes to each of us, every one of us, with his unconditional love and offers forgiveness in Jesus Christ. He comes as he expects fathers to come to a child. David put it this way in Psalm 103. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. When the love of our children is unconditionally, we teach them that they are valuable and that God has created them to live in a relationship of dependence on Him. Guiding principle number two, invest time to demonstrate God's compassion in action. A child often spells love, T-I-M-E. Well, such a spelling of love, T-I-M-E, would fail at the spelling bee, but often accurately defines how a child experiences the love with his father. Such time together is invested to demonstrate God's compassion in action. Look at the love of Jesus expressed in Matthew 9:36. When he looked all over the crowds, his heart broke. So confused and aimless they were, like sheep without a shepherd. Jesus had compassion on the crowds. They were frantically striving after values that would only prove to be wasted. And so God invites us in living out the heart of a shepherd that Christ gives to invest time to demonstrate God's compassion in action. This is nothing new, nothing at all, nothing new, but what God has throughout history invited parents to pass on to their children. Moses, in his farewell address to the Israelites, challenged them in Deuteronomy chapter 6. He said, "Take to heart these words that I give you today. Repeat them to your children. Talk about them when you're at home or away, when you lie down or get up." Guiding principle number three, pray. Pray for their life to be filled with Christ and to touch others for Him. God wants everyone to know His love. Jesus calls us to prayer in Matthew chapter 9. The harvest is so great, but the workers are so few. So pray to the Lord, who is in charge of the harvest. Ask Him to send out more workers for His fields. There are many examples in scriptures of fathers praying on behalf of their children. Jairus, remember, came to Jesus asking Him to heal his daughter in Mark 5. The man whose son had an evil spirit came to Jesus and asked Him to deliver his son in Mark 9. But these individuals experienced the power of God in their life because their fathers loved them enough to intercede for them. Job also prayed for his children. We are told it was Job's custom to offer sacrifices for his children in case they had sinned against the Lord. And toward the end of David's life, as he was preparing to hand the mantle of leadership over to his son Solomon, he prayed this special prayer that's recorded in 1 Chronicles chapter 29. He says, "Lord, God of our ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, always watch over the people's deepest thoughts. Keep their hearts directed toward you. Make my son completely committed to you so that he will obey your commands, requests, and laws, and do everything to build the palace I have planned." So, what should we pray for our children? We pray for a saving faith, or give thanks if they are already a Christian. We pray for a growing faith for our children. to be strong and healthy in mind and body and spirit. We pray for a sense of mission and purpose with the awareness of God's hand at work in their life. We pray for a life of integrity, excellence, we pray for, in all that they do, say, or are. To understand the ministry of God as far for them to acquire and apply the wisdom that they have received. We pray for protection from addictions and activities that would pull them away from God. And of course, there are many other prayers that we could think of. But God wants you to reach out and touch others. That includes your children with the heart of a shepherd. If you are a father or mother, your child, no matter their age nor where they are with the Lord, is your sign to reach out and touch them. No matter what, show unconditional love. Invest time to demonstrate compassion in action. Pray for workers, for the harvest, and for your child's life to be filled with Christ. All this flows out of the love our Heavenly Father has expressed to us through His life, death, and resurrection of Jesus on our behalf. It is faith in that Jesus that leads to the heart of a shepherd. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.